This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Hezril. So, to stand up or not to stand up? That was the question that some opposition MPs were asking, some visibly actually, during yesterday's budget vote.
Yep, and we're talking, of course, about the objections to pass the budget at the policy stage. And to recap, only 13 opposition MPs stood up since there seemed to be some confusion about whether to support it.
And that number 13 is quite interesting because that means that they were too short, right,
yes,
of being able to get that block vote.
That's right. And I think if you actually saw the proceedings, you might have seen some MPs apparently were actually tugging on their colleagues to sit down after they stood up. So that was pretty interesting.
Right. So opposition leader Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim has admitted that there were some last-minute changes to Pakatan Harapan's stance. Initially, they had planned to vote against it, but he eventually told them to let it pass.
Yeah, so he said this was because the government had made some concessions in the updated budget to benefit the rakyat, and he didn't want to ignore the fact that they were made by, you know, just flat-out rejecting the budget as a whole.
Mm. So some Amanah MPs, however, still objected along with Pejuang. So we said earlier that 13 number, and yep, you know, these are some of the parties they came from. And Amanah member and Shah Alam MP Khalid Samad says that party members who stood up just never received or didn't catch Dato' Sri Anwar's instructions.
Right, and on that, we're actually going to follow up with YB Khalid. Yesterday, a listener suggested that we follow up with opposition MPs while we were talking about the budget.
Yeah, and I think that this also came up in conversation with Bridget Welsh, who was our guest yesterday,
yeah,
looking at the political ramifications of the budget, right? Because she said that, sure, on the one hand, this appears to have strengthened or appears to be a good sign for Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, but then she also expressed, I guess, some questions about what was going on the opposition side and what this would mean going forward. So they did say that the plan appears to be to take the fight to the committee level,
yeah,
you know, at the next stage. But I think the optics of it,
yeah,
caused some questions yesterday.
And I think on a practical level, I'm just wondering, you know, how it was actually relayed. Like, do they have a WhatsApp group? Did it just not reach all the MPs? So I'm really curious, and I hope we do find that out today in our interview.
So we are going to be speaking after this with YB Khalid Abdul Samad, who is also Shah Alam MP, of course. If you have thoughts or questions on what happened yesterday during the budget vote, I mean, there were some that came in yesterday. So if there are more, now is a good time to ask them. That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Banish fraudulent manoeuvres. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:12. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Hezril, and we're talking today about opposition, or rather what the opposition did yesterday in relation to Budget 2021, which, as we mentioned, passed at a policy level through a voice vote. There were, however, some MPs, 13, who stood up in opposition. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to, I guess, talk about the coordination and really just find out what went on. And
yeah,
so send us your questions. That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now crossing over to YB Khalid Samad, Shah Alam MP. YB, thank you so much for speaking with us.
All right, thank you for having me.
Could you maybe start by giving us some insights into the conversations regarding the budget and the vote within your parties and also the opposition as a whole?
I think basically everybody agreed that we should reject the budget. And that was the stand of the party as well as the coalition. And there was a meeting, the Majlis President, a Presidential Council, which was held on Wednesday, the day before the vote. And in the meeting, it was all agreed that we would reject the budget, and we would go to the extent of having di belah bagi or the division. Yeah. So that was all agreed. But obviously, this was done prior to the minister himself answering all the questions, right? So all the comments that were raised, particularly by the opposition MPs and also the backbenchers, were responded to by the minister. And to everyone's surprise, he gave in to almost all the requests without clarifying where he would get the money to do so. Yeah? So as far as the BN MPs are concerned, their main issues which were raised, which they raised, were the ones about the EPF, taking the money out of the EPF and the moratorium. And these two issues were agreed to by the Minister of Finance, right? So it's never happened before where you get the Minister of Finance agreeing to all the issues being raised, but at the same time not clarifying where he would get the additional money, right? So when that was occurring, and of course there was a lot of shouting and applauding on the part of the BN MPs, that I remember one of them was saying, "Oh, what 3-0, 4-0, 5-0. If it's a football game, it's 7-0, you know." And they were applauding the presentation by the minister. And maybe, I'm not too sure, this caused some, how do you say, a concern amongst the leadership as to whether we should still proceed to oppose to the extent of calling for a belah bagi or for a division, right? So that was the scenario. Notwithstanding, there was already a decision made by the Presidential Council, right? So at the very last minute, just before the actual vote, we were then informed that there was a decision made, and that the decision is we just do our opposition just by saying verbally, but we should not ask for a division, right? So that was it was a surprise to everyone, and there was no discussion because we were all in the day one. And we couldn't get further clarification why, what's the reason for the change in decision, and who was who made the decision, and what were the arguments for it, right? So that's when on the part of the Amanah MPs, even though we received the message, but some disputed the validity of that decision, and because it all had to be decided upon within the few minutes when we started receiving the message and so on and so forth. So some of the Amanah MPs said no, we hold to the Presidential Council's decision, we hold to the party's decision, and they decided. That's when YB Mahfuz, YB Pokok Sena, decided to stand up and call for a division.
Right. And so how was the message being sent then, YB, considering, as you say, that discussions were still ongoing?
There was no discussion as such, because at that point in time, the speaker was already asking for the vote to be called, right? Hmm. And at that point in time, we were then receiving messages through the handphone, saying that we should object just verbally or vocally, but not by calling for a division. Yeah, so I think everyone who is an MP understands that you can. The first phrase is when the speaker asks for those who agree, say agree; those who don't, say don't agree. You know, so that vocal or verbal kind of voting is the first phase, and if you're not happy with the decision of the speaker, who has to decide on which vote is more just by listening, then you can stand up and say that, okay, we'll do a division where we can actually count who voted for what. Yeah. So the original decision by the Presidential Council was to go all the way, because this is a big issue. So we have to go all the way. We have to object right to the division phase. But while we were in the Dewan, at that 11th hour, we received the message saying that, no, we're not going for the division. We're just going for the verbal vote, right? So that's where it created a bit of a confusion. And there was no discussion. And there was no way to hold a discussion because everyone was seated at their own place within the Dewan, right? So there was no way to have a discussion. Some felt that, that decision cannot be made in that manner, right? So because we already have a party stand, we already have a coalition stand through a legitimate presidential council meeting, and you cannot reverse the decision just like that, right? So that's why in the end, what happened is that for Amanah, it was split in two, five. Including the president and the deputy president and the vice president and two other MPs sat down and did not support the call for the division, while another six, which included one vice president, which is Mahfuz, and the others, including the SecGen and the strategic pengarah strategy director and myself, the communications director, we felt that it is the valid decision by the coalition was the one that was made in the Majlis President. And if we are not given an explanation as to why this decision was made, why there was a change, the need for a change of decision in the decision, so we felt that we should hold to the party stand and to the coalition's official stand.
So what then are the opposition's plans as the budget moves to the next stage of discussion and voting?
Yeah, so as you all know, after the after the session, we were all called for a discussion and for a meeting, and the Ketua Opposition Leader, Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim, explained why the decision was made. And both Guan Eng and Mat Sabu said that they didn't quite agree with the decision, and there was no time to discuss, but they just followed the instruction out of respect for the opposition leader. And after that, the opposition leader, Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim, explained the reason for the change in his stand, the reasoning, some of which we can accept and not some we can't. We don't quite agree. But of course, because we couldn't discuss it then. But after in that closed door meeting, everyone gave their opinion, and so it was agreed that okay lah, since what has happened. But in principle, everybody rejected the budget. It's just that they rejected through the verbal objection. And as far as the next step is concerned, we all know that after the policy stage is going down to the committee stage. And when we are at the committee stage, then each ministry with their individual breakdowns, right, for the budget for next year, for the Prime Minister's department, for every ministry, there will be a breakdown, and it will be a more detailed discussion and debate. And the opposition leader then said that what we're going to do is that we're going to oppose the budget all out, including to the stage of for calling for a division at the committee stage, because then it will be a bit more selective. In the sense that then it's not going to be a total rejection of the budget, which obviously the budget has some good aspects, has some positive aspects. So what we are going to do is that we're going to reject only those aspects which are not good, and that's when we're going to do it at the committee stage. Right? So all this was not conveyed to us, and was not possible to convey to us. when we were in the Dewan. So the discussion, the explanation, and it was about a 2-hour meeting. But in the end, we said, okay, let what's happened has happened. Let's now proceed with respect to the coming debates starting Monday. So we will see which ministry, and then we will decide which ministry we're going to reject and call for a division.
Now YB, we just have 2 minutes left, but to build on your point, what are the main factors that are going to decide the way the vote goes? You know, what's good? What do you consider good? What do you consider bad when it comes to the budget?
Well, it's quite obvious. There are some very obvious figures, say 1 billion in the Prime Minister's department, which is a special budget. Not specified what that 1 billion is for, right? So that obviously is going to be questioned and is going to be debated on. And that would be a good basis for us to reject, so that people can see that the reason why it's being rejected. Whereas the argument as presented by the opposition leader is if we had rejected it at the policy stage, people are not clear why exactly we rejected, because the finance minister had announced so many goodies, right? Even though he didn't explain where he was going to get the money from. But there were so many goodies, then people will ask, you know, why are you rejecting the budget? But if we go down to the committee stage, then the reasons for the rejection, the 1 billion slush fund for the Prime Minister, we don't agree, this must be specified, it must be broken down, you must give where this money is going to be used, and so on and so forth, so we can question. Secondly, maybe the health ministry, where Dr. Zoll had highlighted, and he was one of those who stood up, he had highlighted that the amount that's been specified for the health ministry is just not enough, because the increase is very minimal. In terms of percentage, it's even less than what the increase that we practiced from 2019 going to 2020. And because we can't just talk about COVID, there are also all the normal health requirements that also needs to be catered for. So these are all the issues that are in more greater detail. So the rejection will be based on a more specific issue, so that the public can understand we're not rejecting the extra allowances for the frontliners, the help for the fishermen, and so on and so forth. But those excesses which are quite clearly identified in the ministries, individual ministries' budgets.
YB, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Hi, thank you for having me.
That was YB Khalid Samad, Shah Alam MP, and one of the members of the opposition who opposed the budget yesterday. So we wanted to just find out about the issues of coordination and also where they're at, especially before it goes to the committee level. Right now, we are going to have a little bit of music, but keep those thoughts coming and keep it on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.